This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. We have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Joe Jameson, the Deputy Registrar of the Ontario College of Teachers, along with his colleague Greg Enright, Senior Web Specialist. And we are here at Echo 2011, and I just had a moment to catch in the session on Ontario College of Teachers Professional Media Advisory on social media just wrapped up. And we have a Mindshare Learning moment with these two fine gentlemen. Thank you for meeting with me this afternoon, Joe.
Thank you.
What a fascinating discussion that we just had. Very important issue that is surrounding the whole social media space and awareness around appropriate use for educators. There have been some challenges, but you've dealt with it in a very positive way with your recent advisory. Perhaps you can touch on what inspired that and how the rollout's going.
As a regulatory body, we have a responsibility to our members to be current and provide timely advice on emerging issues in education. And obviously, the use of social media and electronic communication is a contemporary issue. We wanted to guide our members on the most appropriate way to engage in it. Our message is not don't do it, but if you're going to do it in a manner that's professional, that's consistent with your teaching practices that occur in a classroom.
You have a vast membership across Ontario. It's a challenge to communicate. There's over 200,000 members. You're here at Echo presenting at a session. And it's an awareness thing that doesn't happen overnight, hence our conversation. We see it as a vital issue in terms of educators connecting with kids and at the right time and using the right tools. So in the evenings, when it's late at night, is it appropriate for teachers to connect with students? What's some of the best practices that you've seen out there and you support?
What we're telling our members through this advice is that how they would conduct themselves in a classroom, in a face-to-face venue, is their cue on how to act in the virtual world. So knowing that, we wouldn't invite students into our private spaces. We wouldn't invite them into a house party. We wouldn't post personal pictures in the classroom. We wouldn't give them our phone numbers. We wouldn't ask them to mail things to us through Canada Post. So what we're doing is saying that if you're going to use social media and electronic communication, to do it in a manner that would look like a face-to-face classroom interaction, and all of the principles of good judgment and appropriate timing would be consistent with that.
Now, one of the challenges that we all have in life with being bombarded with social media is work-life balance, and that was touched on during your session. I know when I was doing my master's, I became a bit nocturnal, but educators need to be mindful of that, and perhaps you can touch on that.
I think everything we do and everything we say models to our students values that we carry. If we are at 3 o'clock in the morning sending out emails to students to perhaps talk about an evaluation, what we're telling them is that we don't get adequate rest, that perhaps we suffer from insomnia or whatever the case may be. But what we want to model to them is that we are people who have good work-life balance, and so should they. Similarly, if a teacher is receiving emails consistently at all hours of the morning, they might want to ask the probing question if the student's getting enough sleep.
Well, it's a sobering reminder for sure. Now, a little nugget that I learned in the session today was about tagging, and I'll pass this over to your colleague, Greg Enright, who's your senior web specialist. Greg, perhaps you can share that tidbit of information about, seeing myself on YouTube and I'm tagged or Facebook, and it's inappropriate. So what could we do about that?
Well, the best advice to give teachers is to maintain currency with Facebook's protocols around privacy. Make sure you're up to speed on what is available to you, whether you can untag yourself from a photo. That's the key message. Be aware. Facebook changes quite frequently these things, and they do a good job of communicating them, but the onus is on the individual to make sure they know what they can do and what they can't do around tagging or any other sharing function.
and you can untag yourself.
Yes. So.
And some people aren't aware of that. So.
Well, they it's a matter of being aware, as they say.
And one of the things that I tend to do, and I don't know if you subscribe to this, is Google your name once in a while or your organization to see what might pop up.
Yeah, can't hurt. It's all about awareness.
Absolutely. And speaking of awareness, you have a campaign that you're running. You've embraced social media in a positive way. You've got a YouTube channel. And what is the name of that channel? What is the URL for that?
It's youtube.com / Ontario College of Teachers.
Okay, excellent. Any final thoughts to share with our audience around appropriate use of social media and embracing it?
It's important for us at the college to get the word out, and we appreciate the time that we've had at the conference. We'd encourage anyone to get a hold of us at the college. We'd be glad to share our advisory seminar, our advisory itself, or we'd be happy to have Greg and his colleagues give a demonstration on how we've utilized Facebook and YouTube. We're trying to stay ahead of the pack, and we're trying to give advice to members on what to do and how to do it in the 21st century.
So your encouraging use is just appropriate use?
Exactly. The advisory is not around no, it's around yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. That was Joe Jamieson and Greg Enright of the Ontario College of Teachers. My name is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.